just a few halakot regarding the laws of Shavuot and the Minhagim. Kaf HaChaim brings down in Siman Taf Tzadi Dalid in Seif Katan Lamed Bet Minhagam Shel Yisrael Lilmod Biyom Shavuot Azharot Asher Yisad Maharash Ben Gavirol. The custom is amongst the Sfaradim on the days of Shavuot to read the Azharot, which is a poem which was written by Rabbi Shlomo ibn Gavirul, which actually has in it all the mitzvot aseh and the mitzvot lo ta'aseh. That is the proper minhag. V'nohagim b'chol ha'mekomot lomar b'musaf achar chazarat tefilah azarot. Our custom is in the synagogue, in order to remind the people of the minhag, before we read Ashrei of Musaf, on the first day of Shavuot, we read the mitzvot aseh, which means we read the first three paragraphs of the azarot and the last three azarot, the last three paragraphs. We don't read the whole thing in the synagogue because it would be too much of a Torah sibur. But we read the first three and the last three, just to remind the people that when they go home, they should read it. On the second day, we do the same thing. Read the first three and the last three of the Azarot of the second day. So the people, when they go home, they can also study it and read the Azarot. Rav Chaim also writes, Matov la'asok beparashat shtei alechem beyom alef teshavuot v'hu beparashat emor. To study the parashat emor that talks about the korban of Shavuot, which is the two loaves of bread that were brought. Beparashat usfatem lachem ad pasuk uklatem. That is proper to study it because davar be'ito matov, since it was brought on that day, it's proper to study that subject. Furthermore, nachon l'mod the teilim biyom chag haShavuot. It's proper to read the teilim ki David haMelech alav haShalom hayta menuchato biyom hazeh. As we know, David haMelech passed away on Shavuot, which that year fell on a Shabbat. והיום הקדוש יומד הילולה דילד, אז הילולה די of David המלך. ועוד יעליל רצום ביותר אמירת תלותיו. And therefore the תהילים on that day are accepted more than any other day. ויזהר, when you're making the רצון in the beginning of the תהילים, to skip the words that talk about מחילה וסליחה and חטאים and פשעים, because obviously we don't mention the sins on the holiday itself. וגם יזהר שלא לומר ונזכה ונחיה 70 שנה ואם בגבורות 80 שנה. In some of the Yidatzons it says that we should be zoket to live to 70 or 80 years. Shouldn't say that, כי יש חיים יותר. Some people live more than that. Why should you limit yourself to 70 or 80? אלא יאמר סתם ונזכה ונחיה לאורך ימים ושנות חיים בתורה ומצוות ומעשים טובים. Don't commit yourself in the ריבונו של עולם to any sort of years. Also, Ibarakhehu yishtadel lachadesh ezo chedush b'Torah. On Shavuot, one should try to say over chedushim. At least one chedush. Hu siman tov. Because now you're starting the new fiscal year of Torah, so to speak. The new year of Torah with chedushim. That's a siman for the rest of the year. Bimlo, but let's say you're not able to make chedushim up. So try to learn something on Shavuot that's a chedush to you. That you yourself never knew that concept before, that will also serve as a chedush. Haramak zal katav Rabbi Moshe Cordovero. The biyom Shavuot haya osek bechokhmat ha'emet. He would study the chokhmah of Kabbalah. Haya ro'e siman yafe b'mishnato, and that gave him a good siman for the rest of the year. Gam biyom sheni, on the second day of Shavuot, yitametz b'Torah. You should strengthen yourself in Torah also. Because according to the Biyoseh, the Torah was really given on the seventh day of Sivan. It's Machlokim the Gemara. Was it on the sixth of Sivan or the seventh? So the seventh day of Sivan is a serious day as well. Therefore it should be spent also in the studying of Torah. Furthermore, it should be noted that we have a custom to have more dairy, ma'akale halav on Shavuot. We discussed previously the different customs, but the question is, what is the reason many reasons have been given? The Bein Ish Chai brings one interesting reason, because the Torah was given in 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu went up 40 days and 40 nights. The numerical value of the word halab is het lamed bet is 40. So the halab kematri 40 is connected to 40 days. Ask the Ben Ishchai, but there's no other word that equals 40? So he says, no, specifically halab, because if you take the inner letters of the word halab, they spell a very important word that's necessary to the study of Torah. Het is het yud taf. Take the inner letters, the milui, yud taf. Lamed is mem dalid. And then you have bet is yud taf. If you take those inner letters, the inner letters of het and lamed and bet, it spells the word timidut or timidit. Timidit means something that is constant, something that is always. Torah needs consistency. In order to succeed in it, you have to learn from the inner letters of halav that it needs a timidiyut. It needs a constant. You cannot stop and go one day learn and then 2 days take off and then continue whenever you have a chance. Torah has to be like the Korban Olah. Like it says in the Pasuk, Zota Torah La Olah. What's the connection between the Torah and the Olah? That just like the Korban Olah was brought 365 days a year, Timidin Kesedran, Zota Torah La Olah. That the Torah also has to be like the Olah. That it has to be brought Timidin Kesedran.